The last couple of weeks, we've put out a call to listeners to share their love stories for Valentine's Day. Jerry and Judy Bettis of Stillwater knew each other for decades before romance entered the picture. He was childhood friends with her older brother. But sometimes, finding love is just a matter of the right timing.
He moved away when he was 10, and so I hadn't seen him for over 45 years when we met again at the high school reunion at Tryon. And what they do there is it's not just a class, it's like everyone, you know, my parents' friends, my children's friends, everyone meets there. And so I had met him again, and that was in 1999, and I'd been divorced for a while. My sons said to me, well, Mom, you need to get out more, you need to date. And I said, I am not going to date. You know, if God wants me to have someone in my life, he'll send me someone, and I'm not going to look. And I was perfectly confident that my life was set for me. I was a principal, and I had kids and grandkids around me that I loved, and it was a pretty good life.
I was asked by my brothers. I see there were about five of us together down in Texas in the springtime. They said, hey, Jerry, why don't you go to the high school reunion and try it? And I said, well, I really have no reason to. I didn't graduate from there. And they said, well, you might meet some of your old classmates. And I said, well, probably not. You know, it's a small school. Well, you might meet some friends. And I said, well, that probably not. That's just not a good enough reason. And they said, well, all right, we'll have a family reunion the next day. And I said, oh, well, okay. So that's how I wound up at the Tryon High School reunion, a high school I didn't graduate from, but Judy and her brother did. So when I got there, I saw Judy because she was the president of the Alumni Association that year. So I talked to her. I went back to California, where I was living and working, and asked an acquaintance of mine, why did Judy come to those banquets by herself? And was told that she was divorced. And I said, ah. Now, my wife had died about a year and a half previous to that, and I, as you can imagine, wasn't ready for any kind of involvement at the time. But the next year I was, and I came back the next year ready to marry Judy.
Unbeknownst to me, and so when I talked to him that next year, I knew he was a rocket scientist out in California, and I was just, you know, a school person here in Oklahoma, and I said, you know, Jerry, I don't know enough about what you do to ask you an intelligent question. And he said, oh, well, I'm writing this paper. He said, I'll send it to you. The abstract, I kind of understood, but the rest of it, I said, well, Jerry, your grammar was just wonderful, but I couldn't understand anything. And so he says, I'm coming back to Maysville for my high school reunion. How about I meet you for coffee? I just walked around my office just all upset. I do not want to date. I am not going to date. I do not want to do that. And then I thought about when I saw him at the high school reunion, how kind he was to all those old people. I knew he was a good, kind-hearted man. I knew he'd been 20 years in the service. I knew he was a fine person. And I thought, well, what would it hurt for me to meet him for coffee? So I agreed to meet him for coffee.
A rocket scientist pickup line, hey, I'm writing this paper. Well, sometimes it works. Well, it certainly did. After we had coffee, I believe she fell in love with me.
Well, I did. I mean, it was just like all of a sudden, and I just, out of my mouth came, you would be a really easy person to love. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm such a risk-averse person, I cannot believe I said that. But I did, and we were married 5 months later. We've had a wonderful life. We celebrated 13 years last November.
Jerry had a more difficult time winning over Judy's granddaughter, Shelby Collins. She was 8 years old when the couple married. His persistence paid off, though.
I think one of the major turning points was he wrote me a letter that talked about how he admired my loyalty to Mimi's ex-husband at the time, how he admired that I still loved that grandfather so much and I didn't want a new one. And that to me just spoke volumes, that he admired my stubbornness and everything that I had put him through, because he understood that sometimes it takes a little while to love somebody.
Several years later, Shelby wrote a letter back.
Dear Granddad, you once wrote me a special little note. This one simple little note began to change my world in an amazing way. You have helped change the mind and heart of a young, scared girl who feared love could and would run out. You supported me when I didn't want to call you a part of my life. You began to break down my cold fortress walls of stubbornness and fear. You had the most gentle and respectful way of doing so. You showed me love when I wanted you to hate me. I used to think you were trying to steal my Mimi and my family, the very people I hold so dear. Now I understand that back then, my family was growing. Our ability to love was multiplying. You undoubtedly proved your loyalty time and time again. Slowly but surely, I began to love you. My love for you continued to grow, even though at times I tried to fight it. I tried to fall back on old habits, but you were unwavering in your kind, loving approach to me. You always had something clever to say or a new piece of research information that fascinated me. You were one of the first men to ask my opinion. Even though I felt young and ignorant, you still asked me, and you really listened. You single-handedly taught me that love is not limited. To a little girl who once viewed herself a million little pieces, to a confident young woman who sees herself growing more whole, those wonderful lessons you unknowingly taught me have made one of the greatest impacts on my life. I never knew my family would be so lucky and that I could be so happy.
I guess it means the world to me. I told someone the other day that I had this letter that I thought would just be my eulogy.
Jerry Bettis, telling his love stories with his wife Judy and with their granddaughter, Shelby Collins.